Australia, what's your favourite sport?
Football.
Snack?
Pies.
Animal?
Kangaroos.
And what's your favourite car, Australia?
Holden.
Let me see, that's football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars, huh?
Right.
Well, you sure sound like Australia to me.
We are.
An Australian television ad dating back to the 1970s, some would say a golden era for Holden cars. But that era has today officially come to an end. Dozens of Holden fans gathered outside the factory in Adelaide, bringing with them an array of cars from historic FJ models to the latest high-powered utes and V8 sedans. The final Commodore was checked by staff at a private ceremony inside the company's Elizabeth Assembly Operations before the remaining 955 workers left the plant for the last time. Worker Kane Butterfield says he has fond memories of his time with the company.
I started at Holden's when I was 19, back in 2000, so I've been here for 17 years now. Worked in the paint shop the whole time, thoroughly enjoyed my time here. The amount of people I've met and worked with, it's probably something I'll remember for the rest of my life. It's going to be an emotional day. It's not the easiest thing, but life will go on. I'm pretty positive about the future. I start a new job on Monday, so I'm probably one of the lucky ones. I hope that a bunch of guys that I worked with will have the same luck, but maybe some of them won't.
Holden began as a saddlery in 1856 before moving into manufacturing car parts in 1917. The Elizabeth plant produced its first full car in 1965, a Holden HD and its first Commodore, a VC, in 1980. Now, as the plant closes, the company says 85% of the 738 workers who left before Friday's closure had transitioned to new jobs, study or retirement. Only 8% were still looking for work, and while no figures were available, it says had no reason to doubt that a similar result would be achieved with those who stayed to the end. But the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union believes many, especially those aged over 50, will struggle. AMWU State Secretary John Camillo says the union welcomes efforts made by Holden to assist workers, but says not all are likely to land full-time jobs.
I think Holden's have learnt lessons in regard to Mitsubishi, in regard to how they explain the situation with the workers when they finish, about opening a transitional centre, in regard to getting career services and financial services for these people and prepare these people for after the closure of Holden's. But a lot of workers have said to me, it is good to have career counselling and so on, but what these workers are saying, they want to move into full-time jobs. They don't want part-time jobs or casual jobs or short-term. They want full-time jobs.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said it was the end of an era in South Australia. South Australian Premier Jay Weatherall says while the car industry has played an important role, the state now needs to look to the future.
You can't take out what was a very important fact of life for South Australia, that is the car industry, without supplying the answer, what does the future look like? And we know what it looks like. It's going to be our high-tech manufacturing. It's going to be our defence industries. It's going to be the health industries, food manufacturing. It's going to be our tourism sector and all of the associated jobs in those sectors.
Holden Managing Director Mark Bernard said treating workers with dignity and respect was always the company's top priority since the decision was made in 2013 to end local manufacturing. In its 70-year history of building cars in Australia, Holden has produced more than 7.6 million vehicles, including 2.3 million Commodores.
That's football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars.
Football and meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars. I think you better...